There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
See, I can't give squirrels meth. It would kill them. I'm pretty sure. I've never tried it, but...
Can't give squirrels meth, it would kill them. And that's how we start off Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Live local talk over the next couple of hours. Hey, y'all. I'm Sean, and let's talk. Lots to do in the show today. Yes, we will get into the rest of the story, the latest chapter in the North Alabama meth squirrel story, because there's breaking news. I should, probably should have a breaking news sounder there, Dalton. Breaking news, new information on the story of the meth squirrel from North Alabama. That's on the way. Plus, we'll talk about what is right in North Alabama. Meth squirrel wrong. I think there's an agreement. However you look at the story, because we're going to get to it. There's a Facebook Live video that went out from one of the suspects law enforcement is looking for in Limestone County. He's on the run, but he has a Facebook Live from his lair somewhere talking about the squirrel, showing people the squirrel. And that's what's wrong in North Alabama. What's right is, and this is great, this is a person I've talked about for years on this show, what he's doing, and he's now back from touring all 50 states and mowing lawns for veterans. Rodney Smith Jr. out of the Huntsville area, back home after his latest tour, is Raising Men Lawn Service, and really, I would say, message and ministry going on out there. He's back in Alabama, and he's going to join us by phone coming up in just a few minutes here at FM Talk 106.5. Wait till you hear this guy's message. Do me a favor. Whatever you got to do, you got an appointment, you're going in to eat lunch with whomever, give me until 12:30, because I want you to hear Rodney and his message, okay? Just you, afterwards, you'll thank me. You'll know it was right that you give me this time till at least 12:30 to hear Rodney's message. All right, so that's on the way in just a second. Plus, we'll look at the Senate race 2020 and more names in the mix. Of course, John Merrill yesterday, about this time yesterday, Secretary of State, was on this show talking about pretty much an announcement that he would run for Senate 2020. He said he'll officially tell us next week. And then yesterday, word, it's funny how that works, huh? John Merrill comes out and says, yeah, he's probably getting in. He filed and registered because of some donations he had. And then everybody's been wondering about Roy Moore. And then all of a sudden, well, guess what? We hear from Roy Moore's camp, and they're going to make an announcement tomorrow about whether they're in or not for 2020. I want to tell you, they're in. We'll talk more about that coming up. But of course, the president last night in Orlando, that amongst a bunch of other stuff on the way. But first, let's start off with this. All right, so I want to bring you up to date because I think we were one of the first to trend the meth squirrel story in the state of Alabama, for sure. Now it's been picked up nationally. I'm sure it'll make it onto the evening talk shows. But remember, we were on this very early. Not saying we're the first, but we're on the cusp of the beginning of the squirrel story. North Alabama, you remember the story yesterday. So law enforcement makes a raid. They go into a meth house, or actually an apartment. And then the side part of the story, unfortunately, the meth story is one that's common, right? That doesn't stand out in a news cycle. But the allegation here that they had a trained attack squirrel in this apartment that was fed meth, well, that was different than a lot of stories we report over time. So the story was, according to WAFF-TV 48 there in Limestone County, a squirrel supposedly on meth trained to attack visitors. This is what the Limestone County investigators walked into while serving a warrant on Monday morning. Investigators were looking for 35-year-old Mickey Polk, who has warrants out for possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of paraphernalia. Deputies tell WAFF 48 News that Polk says he held the squirrel captive and used it as an attack squirrel. They also say he was feeding it meth to keep it aggressive. Okay, it goes on into the story about the bond, and they got the one guy, but they didn't get this Mickey Polk guy. Well, that didn't stop old Mickey yesterday, let's see, 18 hours ago, from hopping on Facebook. Now, he's on the run from the law. He's hiding out somewhere, but Mickey has time to do a Facebook Live, and talk with folks about the squirrel. Okay, the methed out squirrel. So let's roll that. This is from Facebook Live from Mickey Polk, who is the suspect that law enforcement in Limestone County is looking for. Here's Mickey Polk with a few edits and censoring I had to do in it just to make it airable for radio. Here he is talking about the squirrel.
And they said there was a trained attack squirrel in the residence that was on meth. You can't give squirrels meth. It would kill them. I'm pretty sure. I've never tried it, but Jamie King executed a search warrant at a residence I used to live at. I'm not on the lease. I don't live there, and I wasn't present during the search. They found someone else in the home, not me. Now, they were charged with possession of drugs. That's all. You know, when a police
officer... Wait a second. So at this point, he's admitted there was a squirrel, right? We agree he's admitted there was a squirrel, but he is saying that that's not the same squirrel, okay? Like, that's... And a little bit more of the backstory.
When a police officer just decides that they're going to say whatever, people tend to kind of go with that. After he let this trained attack squirrel go on the public... Well, see, he's just really, he's just a baby. He's only 10 and a half months old. He is an a**hole. He's a mean motherfucker, no doubt. But he's not a trained attack squirrel. And he's not on meth, I'm pretty sure. Better not find out he's on meth anyway. I don't think he likes that shit. But I pulled up, and he'd never been outside before, so he was in the top of a tree just screaming. When I pulled up and whistled, he jumped his little a**hole right on my shoulder. And came right along with me. So the squirrel is safe, y'all. The public isn't at large. I mean, the public isn't in danger in any kind of way from the methed out squirrel in the neighborhood. Anything like that, you know?
All right, so there you go. There are the audio from the Facebook Live video from Mickey Polk, who is still on the lam, not been arrested that I know of. Dalton, if something changes, please let me know. Limestone County Sheriff's Office still looking for him, but Mickey Polk, hold up somewhere, hold up in a den somewhere of some sort with his squirrel, and he just wanted to set the story straight about the methed out attack squirrel. And that's what we're about here, too, is getting both sides of the story, right? We do that. We get both sides of the story. So you know, you hear the story yesterday from law enforcement in Limestone County that they were feeding the squirrel meth, although Limestone County said there was a sheriff's office there said there was no way to test for meth in a squirrel. These are questions I never thought I would have to have answered. They said there's no way, but of course they turned the squirrel loose. Now Mickey Polk goes back around, flipping around, gets the squirrel. Now he's hiding out with the squirrel again. He says the squirrel's not on meth. He said he would be angry if he found out the squirrel got into meth. And that's, so maybe he's a good, considerate squirrel dad. All right, coming back, let's talk about what's right out there and what's right in our country, what's right in our state. Rodney Smith Jr. is what's right, and he joins us next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And I mentioned earlier, I wanted you to hang on. Always want you to hang on during the show, but I want to make sure you heard the voice of Rodney Smith Jr. I've been telling you about his work here in our state and around the country for quite a while on the show. And it's really, I'm fired up to have him on the air with us right now. Rodney Smith Jr., thanks for your time and thanks for everything that you're doing for our country and the people within it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And Raising Men Lawn Care Service. And what this talk about, because you're just back from another tour through all 50 states, mowing lawns for veterans in all 50 states. But this has been a longer journey. You started this when, and how did you start serving others through mowing grass?
Back in 2015, I came across an elderly man outside mowing his lawn, and it looked like he was struggling, so I pulled over and helped him mow them. That night, I decided I'd start mowing free lawn for the elderly, disabled, single moms, and veterans, and, you know, that one small act of kindness just changed my life.
And you're changing the life of others, and I'm going to get into that. So you live in Huntsville, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in the Huntsville area. You see somebody, you offer, and that is a great thing to offer to help that first person. But for most people, Rodney, I got to tell you, you're extraordinary, because most people do that, to help that neighbor, help that person they see, and then they just go back to just their regular life. But this did something, you said it did something to you. It changed something in you. What happened?
I mean, I just believe God was just telling me, you know, this is what he wanted me to do. You know, I believe he was showing me what my purpose was in life, and it was helping people do lawn care. So I decided, you know, I'll go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. When you do this, when you started off and you're helping elderly folks or single moms there and mowing the yard, you had people watching, right? People saw what you're doing. People said, hey, this man is over here taking care of this person's lawn. And in a way, at that point, like, I've just from a distance thought, that is your ministry, right? You do that, and people, I mean, you lead by example.
Yeah, of course. You know, people see, I mean, like, people watch me now, and it encourages them to do something similar or something. Well, what I'm doing now is encouraging people, and is also encouraging people to get out there and do something in their community that they're good at. Like, someone just contacted me the other day and said they want to do something similar to me, but with massaging for veterans and stuff like that. So people just getting out there because they feel encouraged to do so. So I just tell people, just do it.
You know, when you do this, you go through, and now, what, this is the fifth time you've gone around the country doing lawns for veterans, and you're helping that individual veteran on that day. But the message here, and what you've done in the past, I want to talk about the past too. You are encouraging a lot of times our youth, right, American youth, and showing them what it is to be, like you say, raising men, lawn care service. You're raising men, teaching those values through actions.
Yes. As we're just trying to, you know, encourage sense of community, the importance of giving back to these kids. And it's not just for the young men, it's also for the young ladies as well. We're trying to encourage both boys and girls to get out there and make a difference one lawn at a time. So I think that's very important, especially in this day and age where kids are just inside playing on video games.
Yeah, it's good, and it needs a messenger. You have become that messenger for this in the country. And when you see now that you've grown so much on Instagram and Twitter and your social media presence, I guess instead of having to find that, you know, that kid who's just standing there at the next door neighbor's house or something like that, you have people reaching out to you, like you said, saying, hey, I want to get involved. How can I help?
Yeah, and, you know, people reaching out want to start chapters of the program. So it's a beautiful thing to see that people want to get out there and make a difference, you know, one lawn at a time. Beautiful thing.
And I got to talk to you logistically too, because I'm a fan, and I've been talking to this audience about you for a while, and I'm a fan. When you travel around, I look at your pictures mostly on Instagram. You're putting up. When you're doing the stuff by vehicle, not by, I know you flew for obviously a couple of the states to do this, but you drive around. Do you have your mower, or do you meet people that have a mower in that city? I know this sounds like a kind of a dorky question, but I always wondered that.
I drive around my lawnmower in my back of my SUV.
So it goes with you. It goes with you. And then how do you decide, like the veterans in the 50 states, how do you decide where you're going? Are they reaching out to you? Is somebody reaching out on their behalf? How do you decide that?
I just stop at every state sign and say, hello, Pennsylvania. I'll be mowing in Pittsburgh. If you know a veteran that needs a lawnmower, let me know and I'll go by. Nothing too hard. It's just simple. Really simple.
Well, it's very simple now that you have, you know, so many of us out there around the country watching you, watching what you're doing and seeing your message. But like you said, I mean, this is beyond grassroots, pun intended, I guess, when you started this and called to do it. What about your recruiting? You're talking about the young men, the young women, getting them to do this, to mow those lawns there. Have you seen that, getting that head speed as well, building?
Yeah, I mean, social media helps spread the word. So well, you're one click away from getting a bunch of kids to sign up. And like right now, we have 400 kids nationwide taking part. So
400?
Yeah.
wow. And if somebody's listening to us here, and of course we're streaming online and all that, and they hear your message and they go, you know what, I need to introduce a young man or a young woman in my family or in my neighborhood to this, what's the best way to point them to get information about what you're doing?
Oh, weareraisingmen.com. That's the best way to find out more information.
And Rodney, what this is the question everybody asks, I'm sure. What's next? You've done 5 tours around the country mowing lawns for veterans. You've done so many more trips just helping out regular folks in cities and states across America. What do you do next?
A few things next. I'm releasing that soon, but one of the big things is 7 countries and 7 lawns, so,
Wait a second. You're going to go to all the continents to mow grass?
Yep.
Oh, wow. All right. I don't know what the policy is. I think you flew on Delta the other day. I don't know that you can put the mower in the overhead compartment. I'm not sure. They're going
to
let you.
Yeah, yeah. I got mowers in each place and donate it to a kid.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to talk about with you, because I've wanted a way to help out, too. What if somebody's listening to you who wants to help with lawnmowers or equipment? You know, you find kids in the community that want to help, but maybe they don't have the mower. Is there a way to help there? Is there a path for us to do something?
Yeah, just contact us, and if you want to help a kid out, and just contact us and let us know, and you can find a kid that might need a lawnmower or something. So.
All right. I am so excited to get this, and we'll find. I got people right now on our text line that are interested in this, so I'll put them through that way. It is okay. Once again the give them the website and the social media platforms where they can find you.
WeAreRaisingMen.com, and you can find us on all social media platforms at Raising Men Lawn Care Service or Rodney Smith Jr.
All right, and remind, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to remind myself, I'm going to reach out to you through the summer here and kind of see what's going on and keep up to date with what you're doing now that you're finally welcome back home.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Rodney Smith Jr., Raising Men Lawn Care Service, back from his tour mowing lawns for veterans in all 50 states. It's the 5th time he's done that. I want you to go to the social media platforms that he mentioned. I'm going to share those as well, as I have over the past on my feeds. I'm just, obviously, y'all can tell, I get excited about having him on. He's people are always saying, what can I do? How can I mentor? How can I give back? And when somebody gives you a very specific, I think we the people, when given a very specific way to help, that we'll do it. You know, sometimes you say, well, everybody should help. Everybody should help. Sure. And we have charity we do through our churches. We have charity we do through different civic groups and all those things. And those are great. But you know what it's like at the holidays, if you ever helped in a food kitchen, right? Or if you helped helped elderly folks with different services, or driven for people to get them to and from appointments they needed, those kind of things. When you're given a specific task, I think most among us will absolutely step up and help. But the problem is, I think we're faced with so many times, I want to do something, but I don't know what to do. There's so many things, but I don't know which one do I do. So I like what Rodney's done over time. And once again, it's Raising Men Lawn Care Service. He's out of Huntsville, but he travels. He spends his half his darn year traveling around the country, helping others. And then over the years that I've been watching him, this man, by example, has had children, young adults, looking to him and going, what are you doing? Hey, man, what are you doing? And he stops and talks to him and tells him what he's doing. And then what you've seen is this movement that happens where young people are challenging themselves. They're challenging themselves to, you know, mow 5 yards, 10 yards, 25 yards, 50 yards, some of these kids, and doing this and just giving back in their communities. And you start putting that state after state and person after person and watching that catch on. And it is a something that can't be quantified. There's not going to be a government index for it, right? There's nobody, a GAO, that's calculating the value of that. There's not going to be polling on that. There's not going to be an end-of-year report for its economic impact. But I would argue that impact is incredibly strong. And that's why I believe in what he's doing. It's a real treat to get him on. I've been trying to get him on the air for some years now, and to be able to do it today. Real big deal. So I'm going to put those links up here when we go to the news break. I'll send something out on my Twitter feed And I want you to go look. I want you to investigate. Tell me what you think about this. All right? And if you've never heard his message before, tell me what you think. If you're already familiar with his message, I'd love to talk to you as well through the social media platforms or on the text line, or heck, you can even hop on the phone lines at 343-0106. All right. Coming up, we'll talk about some more state news. Probably this is going to be a little more contentious and not as it's going to split people versus bring them together, and that is the upcoming Senate 2020 race. Now, we have a little bit of an angle here. We have an increasingly, it looks like, crowded Republican field. We still have the outlier discussion of will John Rogers run against Doug Jones in the Democrat primary. I think that's going to be insignificant. I don't think that there'll be a strong challenge, but you never know. But yeah, two new names added to the list for Senate 2020. One of those tomorrow looks like it will be former Chief Justice of the state of Alabama, Roy Moore. Asked this question this morning, starting off this morning with the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Would you vote for Roy Moore in the Republican primary for the 2020 Senate election? Right now, 85% of y'all say no. I'd love to hear from you, yes or no, on the phone lines. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Drive some text and phone calls here in just a second. This segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Harry's. I've been shaving with Harry's for years now. I think like 4.5, almost 5 years. And told you over time, the key to the whole deal, first of all, there's a lot of different things that are great about Harry's, but the key to it is the shave's great. The blades are great. Now, let's add on all the stuff. Now, let's pile on. That is the foundation of this. The shave is great. Now, on top of this, all the different conveniences and price, that's what it's about. $4 a blade is probably around what you're paying right now at the pharmacy or the grocery store for your replacement blades. How about $2 a cartridge? That's what it costs with Harry's. And also, you get those blades delivered to your home, right? Just if you need 5 blades, you need 6, you need 7, you decide how many blades. That's what shows up every month, or you can get them all at one time. However you want to do it, Harry's will send them to you. And there's a special offer for you that have heard me talk about this over time and said, you're on the fence about it. Okay, time to get off the fence, because the best deal I've heard from Harry's, right now you'll get the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for $3, plus free shipping, when you use my code MOBILE at harrys.com. That would be correct. That is $3. So this summer, maybe pack up the Harry's, take it with you on vacation. What do you got to lose? It's $3 here. This summer, take your Harry's with you. Take it traveling. Take it to the Smokies. Take it out west. Take it to the beach. Because right now, you get $5 off the trial set from Harry's when you use my code MOBILE at harrys.com. Get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all just $3 plus free shipping when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. So go to harrys.com today, use code MOBILE at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you, and that helps support the show. But make sure to use the code MOBILE at harrys.com. All right, let's see here. Quite a few texts about the... I guess we can go backwards and pick this up, because I did not have time after the opening segment to get into many of your responses from the other side of the story of the meth squirrel, right? I think we were one of the first in the state, after a couple of TV stations there in North Alabama that reported on the attack squirrel that was fed meth, at least according to the Limestone County Sheriff's Office, right? And then I told you, we started off the hour, and if you weren't with us, we got the response here from Facebook from one of the suspects. In the story, remember, they raided this drug apartment or whatever. They had these, they were looking for two guys in related with drug possession and all this stuff. Ronnie Reynolds, they got. Mickey Polk, they didn't. How Mickey Polk can hide? Mickey's got like the tattoos on the front of his face kind of stuff. Makes it hard to be like incognito. But obviously he slipped out. They did not get him. So then yesterday, while he's now on the lam from law enforcement in North Alabama, he then posts a video about the squirrel. It's really what he was bothered about. He was really bothered that people were saying that he had fed meth to the squirrel. And maybe we get a little chance sometime here by the end of the hour. We'll play that audio again, where he gives it. It's actually about a 3.5-minute video, but we'll do a a shortened version of his explanation about the squirrel and the fact that he would not. I mean, he sounds like a very concerned father of the squirrel. And they would not give a squirrel meth because that's not the right thing to do. But y'all said on the text line here at 343-0106, plus we take some phone calls here. Thank you. Superbomb gets it. She said, Mickey didn't want people thinking he'd give squirrels meth. You got to clear your name. Hashtag only in Alabama. Now, Dave, do not encourage me, Dave. Dave says the meth squirrel for governor of Alabama. Now, if I can work, which we're working on here, I told you we have our intern here this summer, and one of the jobs she's tasked with is putting together this gigantic pile of audio. I collect audio the way people on that Hoarders TV show collect like old magazines or something like that. I collect audio clips that way. I just save them, put them back, like a squirrel putting acorns up. So I've got these all stacked up. I have a whole new barrage of them for a new show open. And our intern, she's going to help us this summer put it together. But yes, we may have the meth squirrel discussion, or at least a clip about the meth squirrel, right in with the high-stepping turkeys. All right. Now we're getting in some text about we're mixing up. Okay, we're mixing up our Roy Moore and squirrel text, which is good. This is kind of like how they made the Reese's, right? Tibor says, I would rather vote for Bozo the Clown instead of Roy Moore. This is interesting, too, on the Roy Moore part. Rita says, hey, Sean, Roy Moore already had his turns. He doesn't need to dilute this next election. Let's see here. Then more people want to vote for the meth squirrel. Is this where we are in Alabama? See, Steve is asking what the meth squirrel's position is on bridge tolls. Good question, Steve. I don't know. We did ask this question about the Roy Moore, and Rita and others that are talking about this. So right now, 85% of y'all in our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK are saying no to Roy Moore getting in. And remember yesterday when we talked about, so Roy Moore gets in and it at least says they're going to do an announcement tomorrow. Come on. If you're going to do a presser, you're going to say you're in. If you're not in, you're just not going to say anything. You're going to put out a memo and say we're not in. So when Kayla Moore, wife of Roy Moore, yesterday put this memo out and says Judge Moore will be making an announcement about his decision regarding the Senate race on Thursday. Details forthcoming. And then ends it with enjoy the Trump rally. Exclamation point. I think quite an exclamation point indeed. Do you remember what we were talking about 3 weeks ago when it came to President Trump and Donald Trump Jr. and Roy Moore? This was not, think about this. It wasn't a situation where they, through back channels or through a letter or through a phone call, reached out to Roy Moore and said, don't run. They maybe had done that in the past. I don't know that. But it started off with Donald Trump Jr. blasting Roy Moore on Twitter, saying don't get in because he had intimated that he was might be getting in. And then President Trump himself saying, don't run. And then they end their message yesterday about what this announcement's going to happen tomorrow. They're saying Judge Roy Moore is going to make an announcement tomorrow. Enjoy the Trump rally. I think that's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see if Roy Moore tries to go out on the campaign trail and do what he did before. Because here we go. We'll go right back into this thing we did during the special election where the candidates won't talk about specific ways that they're different than the other Republicans. That's what's supposed to happen here, right? There's nuance within Republican candidates. There's ideas and people that don't have ideas and people have lots of ideas and people have good ideas and people have bad ideas. That's what you do during a primary process, right? You figure out, okay, this is just because somebody's a Republican or just somebody because somebody's a Democrat doesn't mean it's the right person for the job. You got to figure out which one it is. But what we did during the Senate special, and I have a feeling, a strong feeling we're doing again, is going to be just a race to see how many people can say how many different ways they love the president and how they love the president more than any other Republicans in the primary. I will be interested because Roy Moore did that to some degree in the special, running against the other Republicans. Will he do that this time? Will Roy Moore attempt to say he's even though the president told him not to run, he's even more in line with the president than the other candidates? And will that make a difference? Because you look back and say, well, the president last time came in and stumped for Luther Strange during the primary. How'd that work? Is Luther? Yeah, Luther's not the senator. So does it matter? But will the temptation to still get on the campaign trail and talk about how much you love President Trump be there for Roy Moore? Tomorrow, supposedly, the announcement on that. And, of course, yesterday, the lukewarm announcement. He announced that they had filed to run, but he wasn't sure he was going to run. But, y'all, it sounds like he is. Secretary of State John Merrill, probably the other name in the mix here for Senate 2020. So now you have a kind of an assorted group here coming from different lanes, different flavors of the Republican Party. Some overlay, some don't. Of course, the first person in to announce, AL1's congressman, he's running for Senate, Bradley Byrne. First in, Tommy Tuberville, he was on with us last week, remember, saying there were more Middle Easterners than Latin Americans coming across the border each day. He's in. Of course, Art Mooney, Adair's in. Yeah, I think that's going to be also run. Those, and then now the new names. It's John Merrill. It's Roy Moore. Jeff Poore seemed to think this morning that was the end of it. I have a feeling there'll be yet one more name get added into the mix, but this is going to be busy. And then who has the grassroots lane? Who has the Trump lane? Who has the Republican establishment lane? And are there enough dollars out there to fund half of the people that want to be our next senator? And what about the Doug Jones effect? Do you think the Democrats might be tempted to somehow, through a back channel, I know this sounds silly, and it could possibly be, but through a back channel, fund and push Roy Moore to run again?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, y'all make sure to get some of the tomatoes from the folks at Allegri. I ran home between shows today. Had options aplenty here near Airport and 65 for a lunch thing. What do I do? Go home to where I have a stash, a pre-cooked, not the buy it at the store, but my own pre-cooked bacon. So I've done the oven bacon, stacked up the bacon like I'm stacking up cordwood, right? Got it there, so it's ready to go quick-like, and I have the run home and bake between 1 and 3 BLTs a day. I'm sorry, and I'm going to get over this eventually, and eventually I'll get into a time where I'll have had enough BLTs for a while, but it's not now, and it hasn't been for the last week and a half. Those tomatoes are so good this time of year. All right, I want to say hello, and y'all say hello, too, to my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins. Last time we talked to Angelo, he was they about ran through your collection of Opinel knives getting Father's Day gifts.
Yeah, they were pretty well stripped down to the bare minimum right now. We still have a few left in stock, but I do have a new order coming in. We actually ran out of those Trump silver rounds and sold out of the John Wick silver rounds, but was able to get those restocked. So all the different cool things here at the shop have really been doing well. It's been a lot of fun.
You know what's neat is, too, is when you find like a silver round that's perfect or something like that, y'all also have the ability to do that engraving to make them unique, to make them a real, like, I'm thinking specifically of you kind of gift.
Well, we've had a lot of people come in and look at the American flags, the police rounds, or the military rounds and want to have exactly that done. Maybe they've got a new high school grad that's going off to spend some time in the military, and they want to sort of celebrate that with them. They can put their initials on it, the start of their service date, and just a cool way to kick that off for somebody.
Also, what's going on right now in precious metals?
Gold and silver prices have actually been climbing up a little bit. Silver is hovering around 15. Gold is hovering in the $1,350 range. The good news is we have plenty of inventory in stock on both gold and silver bullion. Everything from 10th ounce all the way up to 1 ounce on the gold, and 1 ounce, or actually half ounce, all the way up to 10 ounce on the silver pieces.
All right, man. So much to see at the store. They need to come by and see it in person, although they can check it out online, too. Talk to them about how to find you.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook. Just look up Mobile Bay Coins. Like and follow us there. Check out some of the new stuff on the website, mobilebaycoins.com. Or, as always, come by Midtown, 2204 Government Street, and check us out live here in the shop.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Thanks, Angelo. Check it in for Mobile Bay Coins. All right, 1252. This got a lot coming up next hour. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get this story started because I want to talk to you about this coming up next hour. This is what happens. So it's election year, right? And if you are not the party in the White House, in your primary, you have a push to go as far left or right, depending on the party, to win. It's always, that's how people win, because the people who show up in primaries are more dyed-in-the-wool acolytes of a given party, and they want a real raw meat liberal, raw meat conservative. And then, of course, the candidates have to shift back when it comes to the general and say, well, I didn't mean everything I said, right? All right, so how about this? This story, Pete Hassan has it over at Daily Caller, but that's not the only place to report it. This is a real thing here. The democratically controlled House of Representatives voted on Friday, I don't know if y'all saw that, 236 to 173 in favor of the Equality Act. Yeah, that sounds good. To a guy like me, I'm for equality. That's what I want. I like the idea of justice being blind, how we do things. I've got my Burka test I always talk about. I like equality. That's what I want. I want an even playing field, and then Americans can do for themselves. But that's not the Equality Act, y'all. They voted for the Equality Act, Democrats in the House here, 236 to 137. The Equality Act would require schools to include male athletes who identify as transgender girls on female sports teams. Now, y'all know this has been school district by school district, state by state. It's been different over here, different over there. We've had stories about this, right? Schools that have let guys get on women's sports teams, or, you know, boys get on girls' sports teams, and they end up letting them have it. And then the school over here doesn't do it, right? Okay, well, this is a push to federalize, right? You got to federalize. What is it? You got to federalize. Yeah, you must federalize to professionalize, or something like that. What was that quote? All right, so the 8 Republicans crossed party lines to vote for the bill as well. So all the Democrats and 8 Republicans voted this. Now, the bill amends the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to make, quote, sexual orientation and gender identity protected characteristics under federal anti-discrimination law. Now, and I want to say there's something important here, too, and I've talked about it in the past, and people would like to use, it feels more polite, believe me, I get it. It feels more polite to use the term gender than sex, right? Because people don't want to use that term. But those are two different things. And don't forget that in this discussion, because that is what they're working off of here in this push. Okay? Once again, they would make an amendment. This bill amends the Civil Rights Act of 64 to make sexual orientation and gender identity protected characteristics under federal anti-discrimination law. Among other things, it would force public schools to expand female athletic teams to include biological males who identify as transgender girls. Republican Florida Representative Greg Stube introduced a last-minute amendment to the bill that would have preserved Title IX protection for female athletic teams, but the Democrats rejected it. So this will be the end of Title IX. Every House Democrat but one co-sponsored the legislation. The only Democrat who wasn't a co-sponsor, Illinois Republican Dan Lipinski, announced his support for the bill following pressure from left-wing activists. Here's a quote here from Republican Arizona Representative Debbie Lesko. She said, people need to wake up. This radical bill is going to totally eliminate women's and girls' sports, end quote. Republican Missouri Representative Vicki Hartzler and a half dozen other House Republicans held a press conference on Thursday in opposition to what Hartzler dubbed the Inequality Act, end quote. Would agree with her. Quote, Congress enacted Title IX to provide equal opportunities for women in education and sports. All of this is erased under H.R. 5. That was Hartzler at a press conference. 3 former elite female athletes, Dorianne Coleman, Martina Navratilova, and Sonia Richards-Ross, warned that the Equality Act would wreak havoc on women's sports. They write here in this op-ed, the legislation would make it unlawful to differentiate among girls and women in sports on the basis of sex for any purpose. See, they're using it accurately there. For example, a sports team couldn't treat... Sorry, I get choked up. For example, a sports team couldn't treat a transgender woman differently from a woman who is not transgender on the grounds that the former is in a male body. Y'all, this is not... These are the ones you need to pay attention to, not the thing you got the email about and somebody might have done something. This is a vote that was taken on Friday in the House that had all Democrats sign on to it, all Democrats, and 6 Republicans. This is not This is not about equality. This has nothing. It's not about equality at all. This is about putting everything into. This is instead of taking what is great and the different viva la difference, right? Don't have the differences. Put all into a Cuisinart and hit frappe, and then pour out one thing of slop that everything's the same. And in doing that, opportunities for young ladies and girls to get into sports and play and start on a team, I don't think it's going to happen all of a sudden. But where are we in 20 years, 30 years with this? Is this needed? Is this equality?